station number 116 27 Real 3.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
So, Stephen Spender, Real 3. I think you were saying about his attitude towards the Americans.
Yes, well, he was complaining that the Americans were not quick enough about it. He said it's very hard being conquered by an army of amateurs, because he described how the Americans were about to cross a bridge over the Rhine at Bonn, I suppose, and some Germans at the other end fired a few shots, and the Americans immediately retreated and didn't reappear for 4 months, during which they had to have another 4 months of being bombed. And they felt that Germany would never come out of this. And I always used to say, well, as a matter of fact, Germany will recover within 3 years, because it's now divided into these zones. And each zone, the leaders of each zone, the occupiers, top occupiers of each zone, is now out to punish their Germans. But within 3 years, they'll be out to please their Germans. They'll all be competing as to which zone is better than the other. And this roughly turned out to be true, I think.
Just going back to the war, what are your own feelings about the effect of the war on your own writing of poetry?
Well, I think it's really entirely negative. I think the war. I did write a bit during the war, but I think you felt that it had been rather take everything had been everything the ideas which we'd stood for in 1930. Had been sort of taken out of our hands, and a kind of huge machinery of armies and bureaucracy and so on replaced them, which one supported because after all the Nazis had to be defeated, and of course this was after all a democracy, and it did have good aspects too. But it's but it seemed entirely negative as regards writing, as far as I was concerned.
Taking a broader view, the Second World War didn't produce the war poets in the same sense that the First World War did.
No, well, of course, the First World War. I mean, it's absolutely no judgment of a war that it ought to produce poetry. But the First World War produced some, because there was a sort of, it had a kind of stage scenery connected, which was the Western Front. And it had a life which the young officers could get used to, and out of which they could turn into some kind of creation. Whereas the Second World War was a war of movement, really, and had all these a war of mass destruction. And the heroics had really gone anyhow among the writers and artists, I think, the heroics, which had been associated with the initial stages of anti-fascism, like the Spanish Civil War, had evaporated, really.